Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of those sins. That's what we want. Now, I want you sheep to turn to, in the New Testament, not the Old Testament, Psalms 34. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M 34. And read along with me. I am going to read from Psalms 34, and then I'm going to turn to Psalms 37 and read that a little while. So let's read Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. So, sheep, put all of your trust in the Lord. Now, let's turn to Psalms 37. That's just one page over. And I will pray that our Father will enlighten your mind as well as your heart in reading that psalm as well as this one, Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And I say that because of what the experience that happened to me this evening while I was at the store. And this Arab man owns this work in this store. And this young man, he was being respectful for me. And I want to say to him, thank you. And again, I will say, fret not thyself because of evildoers. The men that worked in the store, they were busy. At least they were not servicing me. I had been standing there waiting for about 10 minutes, and the young man spoke up, and he said, you service her first. You know, why don't you service her? He was respecting me because I am his elder, and I thank that young man for that. Fret not yourself, baby, young man, wherever you are. I appreciate what you did for me, but I didn't want you to get yourself in trouble because you felt you looked like you could whoop the both of them with no problem. And you spoke up, and I was so glad that you spoke up for me. And what I say to you is Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I've read to you Psalms 37, verses 1 through 4. May God have understanding of his word being read. Now, let's have a quick word of prayer to our Father. Then I will say other things and introduce myself. Father, you have made the officials here in Detroit open up warming centers for the place for the people who are without shelter. And they are providing a warm place for them to spend their time while it's cold and they don't have to go out and just freeze. Thank you, Father, for that. Father, also, go into the hospitals and as well as you see those who are sick and heal them, Father, of all their sicknesses and diseases. I know you can do it because you can do everything. You created to serve as well as creating me. I thank you. Also, I thank you for providing us sheep who have a place to stay with sane, sound mind and good health, prosperity, and we thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan, with even though it's cold outside right now, and there's a little snow, continue blessing of keeping natural disasters away from our city, as well as chemical disasters. Excuse me, I had to belch. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, your son's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. I thank you, Father. Also, now I want you all to turn your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 3. I will start reading, chapter 4. I will start reading in 4. I will finish up chapter 4 and go on to chapter 5. Hopefully finish that too before I go off the air today. I thank you all for listening, because you could have been somewhere else doing something else. Now you remember, I'd like for you all to read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. That's in the Old Testament. And are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, or you, that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten thy law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And I keep saying that one of these days I'm going to read the Ten Commandments. There are more than just the Ten Commandments. There's like in somewhere in Isaiah, I think it's maybe around chapter 10, 11, we are to learn precept upon precept. We are to learn different things that the Bible tells us. Sometimes you have to know when those people are telling you wrong. Like a couple of weeks ago, I heard this preacher talking on TV about Jeremiah 10, where about the people cut the Christmas trees out of the forest. And he was trying to say that those Christmas trees, he wasn't talking about the natural trees that are in the forest. They were talking about, he was saying that the trees were for, the trees were men. But that's not really true. In my view, I think that he misled you. Read Jeremiah 10 for yourself. That's why I tell you all to read the Bible, so you will know the truth. He has been preaching for a long time. I don't know how many people who believe in him. He is not telling them what the Lord says. The Lord did not say that the people are trees and that you decorate them with silver and gold, and then you hammer them with nails and wood so that they can stand upright. That does not sound like a man to me. Also, I want you to read 2 Timothy verses chapter 2, verse 15, where it says, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling. You know, sometimes people babble in church. They're saying things that you can't understand anything. They are just playing with our Father in heaven. And that I don't do. I refuse to do. Lord, please never let me babble or try to make fun of your words. Let me always tell the people the truth that listen to me, for they will increase unto ungodliness. They will increase more unto ungodliness. Now, I want you to know that hell has enlarged herself. I think that, where did I write it down? I don't know where I have put it. But I want you to know that the Bible was not written by white man, what he did was, the Bible was already written. And King James says that he is a Hebrew too. He says that he is from the tribe of Jacob. Not Jacob, but he is a he is from Judah. And if he says he's from Judah, okay, then he's trying to obey the Lord God, even though some people say that he was a homosexual. But I don't know. If he was, that was his business. He obeyed our Father in heaven, and he put this Bible out in 1611. Now, let me get back to verse 37, where it says, not thyself because of evildoers. Well, I want you to turn to Numbers chapter 4 and 5, and then I will start. I will pick up where I left off last time in chapter 4. And let me thank our Father in heaven for blessing my eyesight where I can see a little better than what I have been seeing these past couple of weeks. For some reason, it was like a film. I was being attacked, I say, by the devil. He doesn't want you to know. I don't know what's in the book of Numbers that I'm going to read to you if I have not read it to you. Well, let's find out what Numbers say, and hopefully I'll get finished with chapter 4 and finish chapter 5. Let me stop talking and just start reading. I'm going to start in Numbers chapter 4, verse 36, where I left off the last time. And those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the families of Kohites. And I must tell you, saints, that a lot of these names that are in the Bible, I don't know their names. And some I may know them, but some I don't. If I don't know the name or mispronounce the name, chalk it up to something that I didn't know, and that my Father has told me to feed his sheep, and I do the best that I can by telling you. And I don't know how to pronounce all this name, but you read the Bible for yourself, and you pronounce it correctly when I mispronounce it. And this Bible, a lot of words in this Bible are hard to pronunciate. It's not easy. All that might do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses said, and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And these and those that were numbered of the sons of Gershom throughout their families and by the house of their families from 30 years old and upwards even to 50 years old. Everyone that entered into the service of the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers, were 2,630. These are they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershom, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses, Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merariah throughout their families from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that entered into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merariah, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And all those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered after their families, after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upwards, even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry in the service of the burden of the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them were 8,500 and 80. And 80. And according to the commandments of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, even every one according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered by him, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now that's the end reading of chapter 4, Numbers chapter 4. Now let's go into chapter 5, where I am the number. Now all this is, the Bible is talking about the Hebrews, and the Hebrews, I've learned, were dark people. People my color, some lighter, some darker. You know, we have different shades of hues. So all of us come in different kinds. Some of them even look white when they're not white. They're just passing. And that reminds me, get my book and read it, The Passing. Now, let's get back to what our Father in heaven told me to do in a dream, and that is to feed his sheep. And since I don't know how to feed his sheep, I cannot preach like other people can, but I can do the best at reading. And I do, and you would say that I am a lousy reader, and that's true, but we have learned over these last chapters things that I did not know, like in Numbers 19, chapter 19, where it says that if we keep his words, his covenant, we'll be a peculiar treasure above all people. And he says, all the earth is mine. And I think thinking when he says all the earth is mine, he did not put up a wall in South Texas, keep calling a wall a borderline to keep the Mexican people out. He didn't put that wall up. he goes on to say, and ye shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That's what we are to be, black folks who call yourself American, but we are actually the real Hebrews. And don't know it. Those other people over in our land has not gone through the things that the Bible said would happen to us. Abraham. And that's why he started crying. He cried for us. Now, let me do what I'm supposed to do. Chapter 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and every one that has an issue, and whosoever is defiled by a dead body, by the dead body. And I have been asking myself, how would one get defiled by a dead body? Don't you call the to come and take the body or the funeral home? Back in those days, I don't know what they did. Verse 3, both male and female shall you put out without the camp. They shall be, let me read that again. Both male and female shall ye put out without the camp. Shall ye, they defile not their camps and in the midst whereof I dwell. So if there's a leper or someone who has an issue of blood or some type of disease, you are to put them out of the camp. We don't have those anymore. But that's what we're to do. Verse 4, and the children of Israel did so and put them out without, as the Lord spake unto Moses, as did the children of Israel. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, when a man or a woman shall commit a sin that the man committed, do not to do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense. Recompense means to pay back, I think, recompense, that's to pay back his trespass with the principal thereof, and add unto it the fourth part thereof, and give it unto him against whom he has trespassed. But if a man have no kinsmen to recompense, to pay back the trespass unto, if he doesn't have any person to pay the trespass to, let the trespass be recompensed or paid unto the Lord, even to the priest, besides the ram of the atonement. An atonement is the payment for the sin that you have committed, whereby an atonement shall be made for him, for every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they shall be his. Now, let me read that again. verse 9. And every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they bring unto the priest, shall be his. I left out the word priest. And every man's hallowed, that's holy things, shall be his. Whatsoever any man giveth the priest, it shall be his. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if a man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and a man lie with her carnally, that's sexually, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband and clothes, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, whether she be taken with the manner. And let me read that again so I can understand verse 13 myself. And a man lie with her carnally, that means sexually, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and she be kept close, and she be defiled. She may have some type of sexual disease, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner, and a jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy comes upon the wife, she be not defiled, then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, for the tenth part of an opin of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, and it shall be an offering of jealousy, and offering of a memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near and set her before the Lord. And the priest shall take the holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that it is upon the floor of the tabernacle, the priest shall take and put it into the water, and the priest shall set the woman before the Lord and uncover the woman's head and put the offering of a memorial in her hand, which is the jealousy offering. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that causes her the curse. Oh my, what is this? I didn't know my computer had done this. Oh my. Okay, I'm going to read on the chapter 9, verse 19 of chapter 5. And the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say unto the woman, if no man have lain with thee, DSU, no man is league with you. And if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanliness with another instead of your husband, instead of thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causes the curse. But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou be defiled, if you be defiled, and some man has lain thee with you besides your husband, then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say unto the woman, the Lord has made thee a curse and an oath among thy people. When the Lord doeth make thy thigh to rot and thy belly to swell, and the Lord, verse 22, and this water that curses the curse into the bowl to make thy belly to swell and thy thighs to rot, and the woman shall say, amen, amen. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall blot them out from the bitter water. And he shall curse the woman to drink the bitter water that curses the curse. And water that curses the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. Priest shall take the jealous offering out of the woman's hand and shall weigh the offering before the Lord, an offering, and they offer it upon the altar. Let me read that again. Verse 25. And the priest shall take the handful of the offering. Well, let me read verse 25, not 26. Then the priest shall take the jealousy offering out of the woman's hand and shall wave the offering before the Lord and offer it upon the altar. And the priest shall take a handful of the offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar, and afterwards shall cause the woman to drink the water. And then he has made her drink the water. Verse 27. Hold on a moment. I don't know why my right ear had to itch, but it did. Verse 27. And when he made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that if she be defiled and have done trespassing against her husband, that the water that curses the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thighs shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. And the woman be not defiled, but be clean, then she shall be free and shall conceive seed. She will have children, he said, if she did not curse. This is the law of jealousies. When a wife goes aside to another instead of her husband and is defiled, or when the spirit of jealousy cometh upon him, and he be jealous over his wife, and shall set the woman before the Lord, and the priest shall execute upon her all this law. Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and this woman shall bear her iniquity. And that's the reading. Thank God. I have read to you chapter 5 of Numbers in its entirety. And hopefully the eyes of the sheep, as well as the ears and the hearts and minds, were open. See, I want you to read for next lesson chapter 6 as well as chapter 7 of Numbers. That's your assignment for next week. Now, I have some other things that I want to say to you before I have a closing prayer. I think I will have my closing prayer to you right now. I want to thank the Lord for you listening. Father God, pray for those who were, or not pray for those, keep those who listen to my program day and night from the evil of the devil, or his name is Satan. Thank you. Keep me as well from Satan, because he tends to attack me all the time. Father, I say that prayer and mean that prayer for the saints. Keep them from doing evil. Keep the evil one from hurting or doing something evil to them. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back to you sheep the next time. Oh, I didn't tell you who I was. I don't remember telling you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show, and I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I say to you, happy Sabbath, everyone. And you can find that in the fourth commandment. That's in Exodus chapter 20. And now I'm going to let my song pray. I forgot to tell you sheep to have your pen and pencil and paper so that you can jot down whatever I have told you. I remember telling you read verses 34 of Psalm as Father, verses 37. Oh, and I forgot to tell you,
help your children
who were asking,
and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
To
love one another,
in the midst of the captivity,
that heaven might find a place in their hearts.
Revelation
and his wisdom will be our help in
let you down. And I know he deep down in my soul.